You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the telephone this morning is Linda Stefanik. She is the founder and spokesperson for the Copper Chili Cook-Off. It's the 11th annual Copper Chili Cook-Off that's going to take place this Saturday at Copperopolis Town Square from 11 o'clock in the morning through 3 in the afternoon. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Linda, you started this 11 years ago.
Yes.
Why did you start the Copper Chili Cook-Off?
At that time, the Copperopolis Town Square had just been built, and we wanted to have community events. So I invited the Copperopolis Firefighters Association to partner with us and do a chili cook-off, which would benefit them. And it's been a success every year, and their participation is even more and more every year. And Town Squares is a little less, although we're still providing the venue and supporting where we can and help organize it. So it's a great event. I hope people will come out and support our firefighters.
So the hours are from 11 o'clock in the morning through 3 in the afternoon. What can people expect?
Ticket sales start at 11, and we probably will limit them to about 1 o'clock. We quit selling tickets when we start running low on chili. But you can get 12 tastings for $15 while the supplies last. And we have live music. Universal Exports is going to be playing. And we have a writing bill for the people who have the nerve to do that. And raffles, vendors. We have lots of vendors. And just a good time. The restaurants will all be open, of course.
And with the 12 tastings of chili, who is cooking the chili? Are these individuals or are these restaurants and companies?
It's a combination of both. Individuals, Griff's Barbecue will be cooking chili. Our karate studio, Moore's, is there cooking chili. Some of the people come from all over, from a lot of them from the Bay Area that are kind of professional chili cookers. And we have wonderful awards for them, as well as a cash prize for the top two awards.
So those who have tickets and those who participate in the tastings then vote for the chili they preferred?
We have two kinds of categories. We have the People's Choice, and for the People's Choice, the people have tickets and they get to vote for not only the People's Choice Best Chili, they can vote for the next to best chili, also for the best chili name and the best booth decoration. And we have official judges that taste all of the chili, and they give out an award for what they think is the best chili. They don't vote on the booths or anything, so they just taste the chili. So we have quite a few awards for the people who do participate. And it's a great fun event. They try to get you to give them their ballots, etc. And it's a rain or shine event. They still cook even if it rains. And people still come out, bring an umbrella.
For more information, the website is CopperopolisTownSquare.com. Yes. They can also call 785-9700 for more information, I guess, today and tomorrow. And then the 11th annual Copper Chili Cook-Off takes place 11 o'clock in the morning through 3 in the afternoon at the Copperopolis Town Square. And Linda, before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like to add?
We now have new owners at the Copperopolis Town Square. Lots of things are changing. The new owners are Copper Valley Development, and you're going to see some changes now plus in the future. So please give us a chance and come by and see what's going to happen.
A lot of activity coming soon then.
Yes. And this is a pre-admission event. You only pay if you taste chili, but you can come for the music, you can come for the vendors, and just enjoy yourself, and there's no cost.
Linda Stefanik, founder and spokesperson for the Copper Chili Cook-Off. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Mark.